This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your comments. But first, a correction.
Actually, an admonishment. Yesterday, I said the mascot for the University of Michigan was a Wolverine. While the school does call its athletes Wolverines, they do not, as noted on their website, have a live mascot comparable to, say, Ohio's Brutus Buckeye. The school goes on to say the athletic department has steadfastly maintained that such a symbol is unnecessary and undignified and would not properly reflect the spirit and values of Michigan athletics. The error was pointed out by Charles Brown of Franklin, Michigan, who writes,
Michelle Norris, who studied as a Wisconsin Badger and got her journalism degree as a Minnesota Golden Gopher, should have known better. Go Blue. Well, following our story yesterday about Chief Justice John Roberts wondering whether members of the Supreme Court should attend the State of the Union address, William Doback of Hyattsville, Maryland, asked this. Is there a requirement that any members of the judicial branch be present? The answer is no.
Tuesday's story about the rising cost of medical school drew lots of interest. Lindy Strizitz, a medical student herself in Seattle, spoke for many when she wrote, Yes, medical school is expensive. Yes, most of us finance our education through student loans. However, it is certainly not the majority of us who will leave medical school with $300,000 in debt. The average is around $156,000, according to the AMA website, and varies from school to school. And while it's true that potential salary plays a role in residency selection, if someone truly wants to do primary care, there are a wide variety of ways to facilitate this. Many states, including my home state of Montana, offer loan repayment to physicians practicing primary care in rural or medically underserved areas.
Well, during the same story, we played a bit of audio that drove some listeners almost literally to distraction. It amazes me that NPR would put sirens and car horns in the background of a radio broadcast, writes John Lewis of Baltimore, Maryland. He goes on, Please help me become a physician, not a patient.
And finally, another health issue from Tuesday. We had a story about New York City's competition to jazz up wrapper design on the 40 million condoms the city hands out each year. Chris Duckworth of Arlington, Virginia, was among many who didn't like it. He wrote, Robert Smith's innuendo-laden report about condom wrappers would have been more appropriate for the late-night laughs of The Daily Show than for the more dignified and newsy All Things Considered. For 2.5 minutes, I braced myself as every adjective Smith used seemed to reveal an utterly gratuitous, subtle sexual reference.
In fairness, some were not so subtle. We'd like to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. Thank you.